So let's review. Our Gemara continues its discussion from the previous daf regarding whether the Megillah's Tainus still applies today. Maaseh Rav Acha bar Huna. Rav Acha bar Huna quotes from Megillah's Tainus as follows. B'tlasa b'tishrei b'telas adkarta minshtaraya. The name of Hashem used to appear on all legal documents, to the great dismay of the Chachamim, who were fearful that when these documents were no longer needed, they would be discarded and Hashem's name would be disgraced. When the powers that be agreed to abolish this custom, the Chachamim made this day the third day of Tishrei Yom Tov. The Gemara asks, Yisalga da'itach batla Megillah's Tainus kamaisa batla chernasa meisifin? If Megillah's Tainus was indeed abolished, then all the Yom Tov mentioned there were abolished as well. Why would the Chacham be adding even more Yom Tov? The Gemara answers, Hachamai eskinam bizman shabbis amigdash kaim. This story took place when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, and the Megillah's Tainus was still in force, and therefore these Yom Tovim still existed. The Gemara asks, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, all of the days that were later designated fast days were celebrated as Yom Tovim. If so, the third of Tishrei was already a Yom Tov in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara answers, it's correct that they would not anymore add a new Yom Tov. However, by declaring this day as a Yom Tov on Sem Gedalia, Chazal would also be including the day before and day after as a day when fasting was prohibited. As the Gemara explains that since Devi Seifim Tzricha Chizuk, by including the day before as well as the day after, it reinforced the actual day that Chazal added as a Yom Tov, whereas Sem Gedalia itself was considered as Devi Kabbalah, and since Devi Kabbalah could be returned to Dhamma, it originally did not include the days before and after. The Gemara then asks again about a case where the Chacham instituted a Yom Tov on the 28th of Adar, when the Gaim repealed a terrible gezer against Klal Yisrael, Shalei Asku B'Torah, V'Shalei Molas B'Neim, V'Shechal Shabbasas, and on this day the gezer was revoked. If we hold that the Megillah's Tainus was abolished, and all the Yom Tovim mentioned they were abolished as well, why would the Chacham be adding new Yom Tovim? The Gemara answers that the truth is, it's a machlokes tanoim whether or not the Megillah's Tainus is abolished or not, and that this story would follow the opinion that they did not abolish Megillah's Tainus. The Gemara at the end concludes the halacha that in fact Megillah's Tainus was abolished with the exception of two Yom Tovim, Chanukah and Purim. The Gemara then returns to continue discussing our Mishnah. Al El Mnei Rosh Hashanah, Val Tish Mnei Takanas Hamoedis. Messengers were sent out by the Bez Din El because of Rosh Hashanah and the Tishrei in order to ensure that the Yom Tovim occur in its proper day. The Gemara asks, Kiven Nafke Lehu Ael Atishrei Lamalu, but once we know when Rosh Chodesh El comes out, we automatically know when Rosh Hashanah will fall out, as we have learned Mimais Ezra Eilach, Lemetzino El Mo'ubar. From the time of Ezra, El was never 30 days, but rather only 29 days. If so, we just need to add 29 days from Rosh Chodesh El in order to know the day Rosh Hashanah should be. The Gemara answers, Lemetzino Dele Itzrach. If, however, there would be a need, Beis Din would be Ma'abar El. If so, we can never really be sure. Therefore, Beis Din needs to send out messengers for Tishrei as well. The Gemara then questions why the Mishnah does not add the case of where messengers should be sent out for Adar Sheni in a leap year. As Rebbe had taught clearly elsewhere in the Braisa, Rebbe Omer, Ibn Nisabar Hashana, Yaitz Nafal Adar Hasheni in the Hapurim. While the Gemara originally wanted to suggest that their argument was in regards to whether mitzvahs hanoigis b'sheni noigis b'rishon, that is, if one already performed the mitzvah Purim in Adar, and then the Chacham decided to add a second Adar to make a leap year, does he need to do the mitzvahs over again? But the Gemara rejects this idea and says that both our Mishnah and the Brayse of Remeir hold mitzvahs hanoigis b'sheni ein noigis b'rishon, that if one already performed the mitzvahs Purim in Adar, he would still need to perform the mitzvah Purim over again. However, they argue whether Adar is always mali, meaning 30 days, in which case we can calculate ourselves when Purim would fall out in Adar Sheni, which is what our Mishnah seems to hold, whereas Rebbe holds that Adar can sometimes be 29 days and sometimes 30 days. Therefore, messengers must be sent to inform the public so that they will know when Purim falls out in Adar Sheni.